When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm Tracy Barnett, your host this week. Heroes, unfortunately, James is a little under the weather this week, so you have me hosting this last episode of Community Radio. When I tell you that I was laughing out loud while I was doing the edits for this, I do what happens here a disservice. Please just sit back, relax, and enjoy what's to come.
Okay, so we do now slice of life scenes and mall scenes. That's how play works in this. I kind of think I am going to start us with a bumper or a frame. So I'm going to roll for this list here. And I got 9 breaking news. So I think we open on Pleasant Plaza. Pleasant Plaza Mall is this sprawling complex of stores and shops that are mostly closed down. Some of them are lit or half lit, while some of them I think are completely dark. I feel like we have gone long enough in some of these shop closures where the sort of emergency lighting or whatnot that is normally on those closed places is completely dark. And this place is enough closed in, has that disorienting feel that especially like 90s shopping malls had, where there aren't even skylights in some places. You are just closed in by artificial walls, and the only light you have to navigate by is the light coming from the fluorescents above you, which are buzzing with a constant buzz. The floor in front of us is a bunch of strange geometric patterns laid in with a faux marble linoleum that are all in pastel colors. So we have this sort of pastel magenta mixing with this mint green and this off-white cream that stretch out divided by like these steel metal borders around. And of course, coming up out of that, we have the mirrors around this place. And they do have that 90s tendency that mirrors had or shapes had, where they're not like rectangular mirrors. These are sort of soft geometric blobs that are put up around, and many of them are framed with neon, which has gone bad a long time ago. So it is also buzzing and flickering around, but it is brightly lit. As we can see different places around the mall, we can tell that it is open. It intends for the public to come in, but it is empty as well. And rolling throughout the mall, you have the echoing presence of the mall announcements.
Good morning, Pleasant Plaza Mall shoppers. Welcome to another beautiful day. It is a bracing 40 degrees outside, but inside we've got everything you could want. A breaking news, do avoid the food court area for now. It seems another family of raccoons have gotten in. Security has been informed. Animal control has been called. No need to notify us, but do keep your possessions within your sight as things can be taken. Also, of note, there is a buy one, get one for You'll Never Leave. Buy one escape today, get another escape tomorrow. And please remember, your day should always be pleasant here at Pleasant Plaza. So if there's anything anyone can do, just ask for help.
So now we jump into...
Get away from me.
To our slice of life scenes. Mm-hmm. And I want to remember, like, as we are doing this, at any time, you can send me a message, a direct message over the chat here. Whoever owns this real estate, whoever owns the mall can, you know, establish rules for the mall and whatnot. And you can send those to me and I will read them off. And it says, like, these rules can be pretty sweeping. They're issued as decrees. They can be pretty sweeping. They can be contradictory. Some examples they had were no aliens in commercial zones, or aliens visiting town are not allowed to eat Earth food, or all aliens visiting town must leave with at least one abductee. So, like, you can go pretty broad with your decrees. You'll send them to me whenever you think of them, and I will just read them off at the next announcement section. Mm-hmm. Then we have what we're jumping into, our slice of life scenes. And these can be between, you know, patrons of the mall, any of the characters that we've discussed living in the mall, like anything that you can imagine. It can be a very short improv scene. This is like so much improv scene. You've got all the stuff that we built up, and just whatever you think, whatever you want to establish. And because we are doing this radio style, I'm a big fan of Hey Riddle Riddle. The way they frame their improv scenes is they just start with a premise for the scene. It doesn't matter if they ever get there or whatnot, but it is much easier than doing it the traditional improv style, where you just start a scene and try to feel it out together. Because we don't have that visual element, it's probably going to be a lot easier to do things that way. But yeah, let's have a slice of life scene in this mall.
Yeah, and this is off the back of this this kind of urgent announcement that's been made. I guess it means that the watch person Gene has had to kind of be sent to handle some raccoons now, if he's like the security staff on duty. Is it specifically around handling that, or
I think whenever something happens in the mall, they have to contact security, and it's the summer right now. This is Gene's job, so they send Gene.
Well, if it ain't Dweeb Perkins on the job once again.
Oh, come on, Flynn. Won't you give me a break? I'm doing my best, but the raccoons are so fair.
Of course they're sending you to deal with raccoons. You know, I think you're probably the person to do it, because there ain't enough meat on your bones for them to eat you up.
Oh, Flynn, I finish all my meals. I eat big meals. I do, Flynn, and I clean my plate like Mother said, but I just never get any bigger. I got such spindly pins, Flynn.
Well, if you want to grow up big and strong like old Flynn here, you got to, well, there's a long list of things that you got to do.
I'll do them, Flynn. I'll do whatever. I want to be big. I want to be strong. I want to be imposing. I want to impress people.
Dweeb Perkins is looking to be imposing. Well, you're never going to be as imposing as the one and only Flynn, the Quarter King. But at the very least, maybe you can go and test your strength by bench pressing some raccoons. You know what I'm saying?
At that point, a family of raccoons burst from under one of the food court tables and make a dash for the payment counter at Custard's Last Slice.
Oh, I gotta go, Flynn. They're making a run for it, and I got my big net. I hope they don't find the holes in it.
Excellent. Excellent slice of life scene. Now we cut to another announcement.
Good afternoon, Pleasant Plaza shoppers. Once again, we are here to remind you of the traffic flows in the mall. Currently, the fourth floor bathrooms are blocked by mannequins. We recommend that you not approach those bathrooms. There are bathrooms conveniently located on the first, second, and third floors should you need to use them. Also, be sure to remember that coming up, we have for our Arbor Day season, a salute to trees that has been set up in the atrium. There are real leaves from real trees that you can see and touch right here in Pleasant Plaza Mall. As a reminder, do not bring in any outside fruit, especially lemons. If anyone is seen with a lemon, it will be confiscated from you. You will be banned from the mall for life. Lemons are not allowed here. Lemons have never been allowed here. Lemons are illegal.
I think we should have a scene at the Sweetest Gift taxidermy where Janine Cherry, because she has sort of slightly, you know, expanding duties, mm-hmm. is talking to the husband of the husband and wife team, who I'm going to call Rupert, no second name provided, asking about whether or not they can taxidermy trees for this Arbor Day show.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to suggest that I should use my skills to preserve the corpse of a tree?
Well, honey bunch, you know, the thing is, you bring a tree inside and it doesn't quite matter how much water you provide, all the leaves drop off and it dies.
Yes, I am quite aware of the life cycle of the cellulose form, but I feel you have fundamentally misunderstood what it is that I do. I preserve the form of mammal, reptile, any creature who had a heart and a brain and a mind, and a tree has none of those, Janine.
Well, there are some studies that say trees can feel and, you know, they form communities, so I don't really see what's much different. You know, the bark is the skin of a tree, the inside of a tree is the flesh of a tree, the leaves are the hands of a tree, and the roots are the little feet of the tree. So I think that if you kind of expanded your mind and your definitions, you'd be able to find that you'd be able to taxidermy a tree.
Janine, you have shamed me. My mind was too closed. I reacted rather than thought. I felt rather than thunked. And I see now that perhaps a tree is like a mammal or reptile. Perhaps it does have an oaken heart around which I can grasp my simple fleshy hand to perhaps preserve my greatest challenge. I must inform Penelope to prepare the fluids.
Well, okay, then I'll just bring the trees on round back then, yeah?
No lemons, remember? There's no such thing.
Okay, I'll keep it to orange trees.
Yes, good. Perfect.
Hello, Pleasant Plaza shoppers. As a reminder, this week is buy one, get one at You'll Never Leave. Buy one, escape. Be able to escape later. And, of course, the Quarter King would like to welcome you down to his empire of steel and zinc. That's right. You can get in with just the cover price and play all active machines deemed appropriate to touch by the Quarter King. If you have any problems, just approach the desk and ask to see Stanley. He'll get you sorted. This comes to us from the Board of Directors. The Board of Directors would like to remind everyone that mannequins must return to the designated area on Tuesday mornings. Return all mannequins to the designated area. Once mannequins have been returned to the designated area, do not approach the designated area. If curtains cannot be drawn, do not look at the designated area. Avoid the designated area, except for Wednesday nights, when all mannequins should be returned so that mannequins can be present by Tuesday mornings. Electricity is being rationed on the third floor today. On every odd minute, the lights will be turned off, so just keep that in mind. We will, of course, have the mirror backing lights still on, so don't worry, that will be your emergency guidance. Remember, that was our original emergency exit system here at Pleasant Plaza Mall. Just follow the red and you should be fine.
I would love a scene of Stacy having to now desperately drag a mannequin from the You'll Never Leave to the designated area and does not know or remember where that is. And Tuesday morning is pretty close.
I think what we see, we can see like this is all playing out on what would be like security cam footage. So we can see actually like security cam footage of Stacy, a teenage girl, like with a high ponytail, a little bit of acne on her face, wearing an embarrassing You'll Never Leave like uniform. It's like one of those polo shirts. It's embroidered, and something about the logo, like they've incorporated symbols into the logo that don't really make sense, so the words aren't quite clear. But we can see her staring at these monitors. You can see her brow furrows, and then we switch to a view of like one of the rooms, and we can see a mannequin in the room. It has the body. There are some mannequins that appear in department stores that have like these spindly limbs where the proportions are very off. You can tell that it's supposed to look like a designer's drafting drawing of like someone wearing a garment, but it is the actual effect in real life are these like slender beings that just have legs and arms that are too long to be human. And it's wearing this like 90s bodysuit, but it also has the head of a white-tailed deer. I think a doe. So it's just like sticking up out of it is this like neck that is too long with like this taxidermy deer head. And Stacy like squints. We can see her squinting at the mannequin itself. And then we could see her like enter the room on the feed. And as like she walks in, like there's like a skip or whatever in the video, she walks in and there's no mannequin there anymore. She looks around the room. She like can't see anything. She leaves the room again, comes back up, and the mannequin has returned by the time she's back in the room. So she dashes out, tries to catch up with the mannequin again. The mannequin is gone. She like, we can see her like throw her arms up in frustration. She'll return to the security room, and now the mannequin is in another room.
Oh,
No. Oh, you know what? Yeah, it's in the security room. I think we see her get extremely startled by this and like knock something over. Like, I'm trying to think of what is in this room, like some sort of employee, like a Keurig display. There's like a Keurig, like one of those trees with the different coffees in it. She like knocks that over, goes to pick it up. And when she gets up, the mannequin is not there anymore. And she just like dashes out of there.
Like we get like another shot of security camera footage, like in the, on the mall floor itself. And we see a figure in the middle distance who is dragging somebody along by a foot. Like the body is splayed out on the floor as it is being dragged backwards through the kind of light flickering on the third floor. And we see Stacy run out there and yell out to the person who's dragging a body. We don't hear what conversation it is. And the lights flicker up and we see it's another member of staff who's dragging a mannequin by the foot to the designated area.
Perfect.
Hello, Pleasant Plaza shoppers. If you're feeling hungry today, be sure to head on down to Pleasant Plaza's own Custard's Last Slice. That's right, Custard's Last Slice, serving some of the finest dessert pizza in the greater metro area. As a reminder, due to policy that the board of directors have passed down, if you want to enjoy any of the many savory sweet options over at Custard's Last Slice, we do have to ask you to bring your own meat. Meat deliveries at Pleasant Plaza have been stopped to try and deal with the raccoon issue. Patrons are allowed to, of course, still enjoy meat on our property. We are a very pro-meat mall. You do have to bring your own, though. So, bring your own meat. If you don't have a bag for your meat, one will be provided for you.
I think we're going to have a scene now with Gene Perkins, who is standing in the sort of concourse way of the mall with bags that just have home meat written on the side of them. And he's just sort of handing them out to the very, very few sort of slightly unclear featured people that are walking around the mall as shoppers. But does also hand them out to some of the known faces, such as Janine, who is also wandering around looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
A home meat bag, a home meat bag, sir. A madam, home meat bag, a home meat bag. Oh, Janine.
Oh, hello there, Sugar Cube. Thank you very much. I bought these sausages from home.
Oh, well, you do need to put them in a home meat bag, Miss Cherry. Otherwise, they will be confiscated by the folks that run this place.
Oh, well, of course. I'm just going to head over to Custard's Last Slice and have them put it on a delicious pizza for me.
Oh, that sure is wonderful. And all the raccoons have now vacated the area. They've not been caught. They did defeat my net. They found the holes. Not the regular holes, the holes that have been chewed through by raccoons. And they're still here, but they're not at Custard's Last Slice now.
Well, maybe they're working there. They probably improved the food, am I right?
yeah, that's funny.
All right, well, I gotta go. I'm gonna get my delicious pizza and carry on with the tree display.
Okay, well, pop your sausages in this home meat bag.
Russell,
Foley work, Russell. God, the meeting of the accents there, gently morphing into one another.
Yes. Love that. A homogenized...
I am an American.
Afternoon, Pleasant Plaza shoppers. Just a reminder, be sure if you see a tree to give that tree a high five and get into the Arbor Day spirit. We wouldn't want to insult them. They're one of our last bastions and guardians. Speaking of last bastions and guardians... Every store is now required to have two, at least, warding taxidermies. This is for my protection and yours. They keep the raccoons away. Just head on down to our favorite sweetest gifts and pick up the head of a predator to put on your business to let people know your meat is safe with us.
This game also provides some scene frames that you can roll up. And I have rolled a 6 on my dice, which is a terror announces itself to the community who reacts in a mood, in one of the moods that we've established to that terror. Mm. So look at our list of terrors and decide who is in that mood. I actually kind of feel like this might be part of our escape room situation. I think this is just a random patron. I don't think this is one of our innocent people. I think this is just something that we see on the security camera feed.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's in one of the escape rooms. Give me a theme that exists in one of our escape rooms.
Sherlock Holmes, Victorian London.
I was say Deer Stalker, considering the...
IP free.
Hmm.
I think it's we see someone in the Sherlock Holmes escape room. I think it's a Sherlock Holmes versus Jack the Ripper escape room.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They open one door and they are suddenly in what looks like the alleyway of a cobblestone street. And there's clearly like a smoke machine set up here to like establish like kind of a foggy atmosphere. And we see them like look around and like walk down the alleyway, and they keep walking till they've disappeared into the fog, and then we can see them emerge on the other side of the alleyway after like walking through that fog, and they're like suddenly they're passing the same door that they just passed, and they mm-hmm. try to open it up and it is locked, so they run down the alleyway like trying to find a new place. Once again, they're looping back. They try to open the same door. It's locked. They go back down the way they previously came, and they find that the door is now gone. They're just in this cobblestone alleyway in the mist. Then the security feed, like, fast forwards. You can see them, like, knocking around on walls, like, ramming themselves against things, like trying to climb things. Eventually, it sort of slows down. They are looking at the camera. Then it fast forwards again. They're like waving at the camera, trying to get attention. That doesn't appear to be working. Then they like are sitting on the wall. The fog is getting slowly higher and higher. It stops fast forwarding. And now we can see like just barely their silhouette as they are looking at the camera. And they just slowly sink into the fog.
You'll never leave.
You'll never leave.
You'll never leave.
But you have got two for one, mm-hmm. So you get another go at some point.
They didn't buy the additional escape, you know. They didn't.
Yeah. Not getting involved in the second escape is not a loss, it's a guarantee. Mm-hmm. You will not be involved in a second escape.
Hello, Pleasant Plaza shoppers. A reminder that it is your responsibility to feed the critters here in the mall. Many of the species that roam the halls of our Pleasant Plaza are protected species. And if they can't get their food from shoppers, they will get their food from shoppers. So it's your responsibility to maintain your safety. We recommend that if you are bringing meat into the facility that you use our meat bags provided to you, or you bring one from home, just do bring food for the critters. And of course, remember, this comes from You'll Never Leave, but this is a larger dictate that will serve you well here in our mall. If it's supposed to move, it will move.
I'd like a scene here between Rupert and Stacey. Rupert is delivering the taxidermied orange trees, mm-hmm. That will guarantee everyone's safety. But has noticed that there isn't currently one in the environs of You'll Never Leave.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, is anybody here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'll be right down. I'm not just an echoing voice in the ceiling.
Yes, I understand the concept of a PA system.
Wonderful. I mean, you're...
Emerging from a door. Your wife, I had to kind of explain it a handful of times when she passed here last, and I just wanted to make sure it was...
Yes, sweetest Bertha, she is a wondrous skill with the needle and thread, creating the most eye-catching and delightful clothings for those sweetest friends that have passed, but she's also not great with tech.
Right. Thank you for bringing a tree. I mean, I was told that we were supposed to get taxidermies, and this is a tree.
Oh, but look upon its waxed trunk and chlorine-filled veins.
Oh.
That what you taxidermy things with? Yes, we use chlorine.
Yeah, and formaldehyde? I think I heard about that
We've innovated only chlorine now.
Oh my God.
Yes, don't breathe in this tree or you'll pass out. No, behold, the chlorine-filled tree. It'll never wilt. It'll never crumble. It'll never crack. You try and saw it down, it'll saw you right back. You must have one of these trees, child. You must place one in each of your escaped rooms to keep it at bay.
Oh, well, we have currently, pulling out a little notebook and flicking through it, 128 rooms. I don't suppose you have more?
I've got six, but I can get more.
I can get more. Maybe I can ration it out if we can, like... Oh, no, you said if you chop the tree, it'll chop me back. And
it'll chop back.
Yeah, that doesn't...
You take off a limb, it'll take off a limb.
I don't really have the health
That's
insurance
a tree
for.
Guarantee.
All right. If you could get some more, and this is an orange tree, and that's pretty darn close to...
Don't say it. Don't say
Yeah.
Say it.
We all know. Maybe
we all know what an orange nearly is.
The pear or the cherry.
Yes. Or perhaps non-stone fruit-bearing trees. They're probably more affordable to source.
That's a very good
An
idea.
Elm and oak.
Yeah, we're like in America or whatever. Like a redwood. Those are small. You can fit a redwood in.
Yes. Little tiny. Oh, little baby redwoods. Oh, killed before their prime. Oh, sweet baby redwood. You slumber now in my chlorinated hands.
Are you okay?
Or like a pine.
You're tearing up a little.
It's important stuff. Also, chlorine. It really stings the eyes.
Wait,
I've got it on my hat.
Put that down and come back with the trees later. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. I'll source some more trees, but I will have to kill them to save us.
And he walks away backwards, just sort of like staring and like holding his arms up in like a Amdram Shakespeare fashion.
Mm-hmm. And just bounces off the door frames.
And he does bounce off a couple of door frames on the way backwards and like knocks over
the
like,
same Keurig display.
The same Keurig display again.
Over previously.
Just dispensing decaf Keurig all over the floor. The decaf that no one's ever used.
I'm going to get him up.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to the midroll. Heroes, I have some news that I think you will be very happy to hear. You see, we recently ran the Kickstarter for Courier's Call Season 3. It was a great success, and soon, as in we're looking at early December, you'll get to hear the fruits of all of the labor that the Courier's Call crew has put in. Allie, Drew, Aaron, Palomi, it's all going to be fantastic, and I cannot wait for you to hear it. And that is not all. We're also targeting early December for the release of the final episodes of Sky Joust. Audio issues taken care of, just glorious sky jousting for your waiting ears. We're excited. I hope you're excited. Can't wait for you to hear it. We also want to just give a quick shout out and say, hey, if you support us on Patreon, thank you. You literally make this happen. Your support helps pay for my editing services. It helps pay for a host of other things around the network. It is what keeps this network going. So if you like what is going on here, if you want to be able to hear shows like Starwall, then you need to go to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and become a supporter today. Thanks, heroes. And now a word from our sponsor. With all that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
Good evening, Pleasant Plaza shoppers. The number one mall located here in America or whatever. We've got a beautiful, beautiful evening. A bracing 41 degrees outside as the sun sets. Remember, keep your meat with you and in sight at all times. If you can't see your meat, someone else sees it for you. We'd like to inform everyone that the first floor of the Pleasant Plaza is now You'll Never Leave. You'll Never Leave is the first floor. We expect that to hold until Tuesday, when once again all mannequins must be in the designated area. All temperatures mentioned are in Celsius. That is a important reminder to us here at the Pleasant Plaza. Bracing 41 degrees outside. The type of 41 that you breathe in, you'll feel it cooking inside your lungs. And, of course, come on down to our friends here at the Quarter King, the only arcade where you can find Torg. The only arcade where you can find Torg.
Okay. I would like a scene with Stanley Flynn inside the arcade, and he's trying to chase out some children who are feeding a python some bacon, and they're getting in the way of the alley fighter box.
Mm-hmm. Go on, get now, shucks. Get.
Oh, sorry, hang on.
That's obviously your Gene voice.
Sorry.
More urchin.
I thought I was Gene in this scene. I apologize. Okay.
Come on, mister, let me feed my python bacon. It's only good fun.
Hey, look, you're the meat that you bring, did you bring a bag? Did you bring a bag for that bacon?
I sort of put it in my dirty little pockets, sir. I brought it in my dirty little meaty pockets. I popped it out and I popped it in a python. It's only good
your
fun, sir.
Your dirty little pockets are going to get us all in a decent amount of trouble with the custodian
here.
Oh,
don't worry. Don't worry, mister. I brought a bag full of offal for me and Ronnie.
Right.
Yeah, Reggie's bought a bag full of offal for me, Ronnie.
Reggie knows where his head is. And also, look. Old Flynn, he knows how to have a good time. He knows back in the day when things were sweeter when they were now.
They called you the Bacon Beast, didn't they?
The Bacon Beast. They called me the Baconator, and then there was a whole bunch of legal issues.
We can see on the wall there are a series of gold medals for eating contests, they are all for most bacon eaten, most bacon consumed within a time frame, most bacon prepared or consumed unprepared. Like, it's all bacon related and it's all placing quite well.
There is a certificate for general services to pork.
Mm-hmm.
Also there.
Yeah, it's been the pork wars were a difficult time, but we fought for the right reasons.
Hey, mister, who's Stanley written on those certificates? That's not the name of a cool person who owns an arcade. That's the name of a person who's been divorced at least 3 times,
maybe 4 times. Yeah. Some sort of divorced dweeb who lives where he works.
Hey, if you want to go and speak to Dweeb Perkins, you can go out there and cause some ruckus, but you ain't speaking to no dweeb. You were speaking to the one and only Flynn, the Quarter King, the Quarter Pounder King.
Here, don't step to us. We'll cut you.
Or our names ain't Ronanald and Reginald.
There's no need to get rowdy up in here. Just
stating a fact, mister. You step to Ronnie and Reggie, we'll cut you up like a kipper.
Look, I ain't looking to be no meat put into no bags today. So why don't you go and put those... I tell you what, if you want a fun game with knives, how about you go and check out those mannequins like over there? There's a new display that you should go and investigate.
All right. Reggie, you bring the python, I'll bring the offal.
Yeah, and then we'll have 3 games on Torg.
Yeah. You go and say hi to those mannequins and you can come back and play some Torg.
All right, urchin noises.
I love Torg.
I got the high score on Torg.
I think I just murdered 2 children by proxy. Oh, well.
Good evening, Pleasant Plaza shoppers. As a reminder to guests, do not step to Ronnie or Reggie. You will be cut. It is a beautiful negative 40 degrees outside. Remember to bring a jacket. And good news, our meat bags here provided at the Pleasant Plaza Mall are insulated. It'll keep your meat at a pleasant body temperature through your entire time shopping. And as you return to your vehicle, of course, you did come here in a vehicle as we are in America, or whatever. This just in, the, I believe, second floor is now lava. Legally speaking, it is now lava. So be sure, if you are carrying a lemon of any kind, to deposit it on the second floor. But do not touch it, as it is now lava. This has been attributed to You'll Never Leave. Must be part of a promotion they are running. Be sure to find them on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th floors, and introducing a new 5th floor that is also part of You'll Never Leave. Doors on the outside are now mirrors. If you see a door or a mirror on the outside, it is a door. There is no handle. You will have to find it within yourself. As a reminder, all temperatures listed are Celsius, negative 40 degrees outside.
I think we should now have a scene revisiting Stacy. I think now in an absolutely palatial sort of security room. When I say palatial, I don't mean nice. I mean sort of like vast security room, because all of the rooms have got cameras. Mm.
It's like a globe. Like, there are monitors that stretch onto the ceiling and behind
She's
her.
She's in the architect's room from The Matrix.
Yeah, yes. Really, yes. Getting dangerously close to IP theft from The Matrix.
Okay, so I've got to go and... Right, running over to one side of the room, hitting an intercom button. Have you maybe considered the blue box? The blue one?
Oh, Suzanne, try the blue box. Yeah.
All right, cool. Running over to... So, like, have you thought of, like, synonyms for the word that you're puzzling over?
Tree. Plant. Tree.
Yeah, you got it. Just work through it. Have you made a sacrifice to the goat god yet?
Who the hell do you think I am? Of course I've made a sacrifice to the goat god. That's what I did first, goddammit!
Well, maybe you need to go and, like, the handle can be a little stiff. Why don't you just wiggle it a couple times and then maybe the machine will get going. Thanks, I'll be right back. God. There's...
Oh, geez, Stacey, you sure look tuckered out there.
Oh my God. Can you please help? I know that you're busy making sure that nobody is falling into the lava. I'm really sorry. We'll send somebody to do some cleanup later, but can you help?
Oh, geez, yeah, sure, I can help. I just want you to have a great time here at Pleasant Plaza, especially as the escape room is now almost all of Pleasant Plaza. In many ways, I'm more the watchman for your shop than anything else.
Then you need to be inducted into this, and she gives you a gigantic tome that is embroidered with, like, hint guide along the top of it.
He's sort of pinned underneath it like a rock on a beetle.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
You just read the table of contents and the guide of rules and you'll be able to, like, navigate. I've got to go. I've been told that somebody's lost in the London fog room. And I need to go and let them out. I might not return. So if you don't see me in 2 hours, call this number and say, I'm sorry.
As Stacey leaves, you can just hear him say, I can't breathe. And then he looks towards the phone with, like, the number on it, which is about 2 feet out of his grasp from underneath the large rules book.
Help me. Help.
This announcement goes out to Pleasant Plaza's own Gene Perkins. Gene, prepare your body. It's coming soon. That comes to us here from the board of directors at the Pleasant Plaza Mall to, once again, Employee of the Month, Gene Perkins. Next up, we want to encourage people to get into that Arbor Day spirit. If you do see a tree, we suggest you genuflect. We cannot require for you to genuflect, but we strongly recommend, with a suggestion, that you genuflect. As a reminder, doors to the outside are mirrors specially designed to copy your exact movements. Unlike many of the other mirrors that you'll see here at Pleasant Plaza Mall, you'll know it's a door to the outside if it behaves like a mirror. And finally, there is a dessert sale happening right now at Custard's Last Slice.
You hear sort of like a hubbub from the mall, generally, like, ooh.
Using the orange trees that have been scattered throughout the mall, there is a beautiful orange custard pizza that they recommend you pair with a homegrown bulgogi. So bring in your bag of bulgogi and head on down to Custard's Last Slice. And that's, of course, a BOGO. Buy one, get one. And we always want you to have a pleasant time here at Pleasant Plaza Mall. So if you're not having a pleasant time, ask for help.
There is a rush at Custard's Last Slice. There is, like, it's the busiest the mall has ever been, probably because literally everybody who can physically be there and is not trapped under a large book is there, desperately trying to get some of that sweet, sweet orange goodness. And for some reason, behind the counter is Rupert, who's sort of been press-ganged into helping with the rush.
I am not entirely sure if we offer pork loin, but I will check in the back.
He sort of rushes behind and sort of opening freezes, and there's sort of like various packets falling out, and all of the packets just contain white plastic discs that say customers must bring their own meat. But just like thousands of them. It's like, oh, this one. Oh, no, hang on a minute. Goes back. No, unless you have loin, we don't have loin. Do you have loin?
I mean, I got a whole bunch of bacon and a bag of offal that was mysteriously left next to the mannequins. So, will that
do? Yes, that is urchin. That is urchin offal. I don't know if it contains true loin, but I can certainly give it a go, sir.
Right. Close enough. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Rupert disappears off into the back to try and make loin orange custard pizza. Mm-hmm.
There is an orange tree kind of like by the cashier, and Flynn turns to it and kind of makes a very elaborate religious looking gesture with his hands. Please save us from the oncoming terrors and maybe return home safe.
The tree doesn't bow, but it moves in a breeze that isn't there to suggest, like, yes, I've understood. Mm-hmm. And then returns back to its position.
I gotta go find me a mirror so I can get home and call my ex-wives.
On a party line. There's just a call every week, just wives.
It's the weekly beration. Yeah. That's also part of the settlement.
Yeah, it's both a terror and a solace as part of my working week.
Good evening, Pleasant Plaza shoppers. We encourage everyone to avoid the escalator from the second floor to the third floor. Someone did step to Ronnie and Reggie, and the ground around there is now slick with a fluid. Also, announcing to everybody that today's number is 5. So congratulations. Today's number, once again, is 5. And our friends over at the Sweetest Gift have a nice deal for you. If you buy 3 taxidermies, they'll do one for free. Dealer's choice. Once again, dealer's choice. It is now 40 degrees outside, once again. So if you buy one of those mirrors, you can find the right one by putting the back of your hand up to it and feeling your way out.
I think we're in the Central Plaza with the Founder's statue, which, as we all remember, is a large M.C. Escher-like structure with sort of figures within it that you can't quite focus on. And I think Ronnie and Reggie, the beloved Ronnie and Reggie, are there sort of staring up at it.
Yeah. Which one of them do you think's the founder?
Let's have a look. Well, you got 1, yeah. 2, 3, yeah. 4, yeah. 6, yeah. 7.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, hang on, I'll count. 1, 9, 9, 9. No, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's probably like maybe the... Oh. Well, there's one over there wearing a hat, right?
Yeah.
And like important people wear hats.
That's true. Queens, hats.
Presidents always hats.
Yeah, presidential hats. Judges.
Yeah,
librarians. Is a wig a hat constructed entirely out of hair?
Well, the wig sits atop your head and it's removable.
It's a hat by any other name would still be as much it's a hat.
Really hairy piece of clothing.
It's a hairy piece of clothing.
Like if you made a hat out of a wolf's head.
Yeah.
Still a hat, not a wig. Maybe it's a wig.
Maybe it's a wig.
Could a wig have a mouth?
I think a wig can have a mouth. I think a wig has a mouth and it must scream.
Right.
And what it screams is, I'm an hat. So fuck off.
We're going to make a screaming wig?
Well, of course we're going to make a screaming wig. How else are we going to scare off our foes?
Well, why don't we find a mannequin, make him a wig?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Let's find a mannequin, make him a wig out of one of them taxidermy heads from Sweetest Gift. We'll have to skip by old Rupert, but we can do it.
Yeah, but we've got to watch out for Bertha.
Don't cross Bertha.
Don't cross Bertha.
She'll cut
you. Don't cross Bertha.
Bertha! Hello, Bertha. How are you?
I'm fine, darlings. What are you two scamps up to today?
We was just admiring the sculpture of our founder.
Bertha, who do you think out of them lot is the founder?
Well, unfortunately, my eyes are not as good as they used to be, so I can mostly see... just forever. I can see forever.
I think as Bertha lowers their glasses... Like, when her glasses are quite thick and sort of distort things behind them so you can see shapes. And when you lower them down, it's just buttons sewn on where eyes once were.
So, yep. Unfortunately, can't see too much. But I think you should you do bring a lot of light to this space. You do cheer everybody up.
Oh, that's nice of you to hear, Bertha.
Well, I have been unscrewing the light bulbs on the third floor.
Yeah, that was funny. But then obviously it became part of You'll Never Leave, so we had to stop.
Yeah.
No one wants to get sucked back into the London fog. That's why we left the UK in the first place, didn't it?
Oh, I see. Well, if you do happen to cause a little chaos too close to the Sweetest Gift, I did get an offer... of 3 taxidermies, and the dealer's choice was, well,
I'll leave that up to your imagination, so be careful.
All right, Bertha.
Yeah, all right, Bertha.
Just one quick question.
Yes?
You haven't seen our offal, have you?
You haven't seen our offal? Someone's gone nicked our offal, innit?
That's unfortunate. Hopefully my husband...
It's a bloody liberty!
My husband is helping out at the dessert pizza place. Lactose intolerant, couldn't go there myself. But maybe he's seen it.
No, you'd never get out of the smallest room.
But hopefully you'll be able to find your offal. I'm sure it is very precious to you.
Yeah, all right.
Well, took us ages to collect it.
Yeah.
I won't ask.
It was awfully hard. It's
She laughs so hard humor. Her glasses fall off onto and skitter across the floor.
Oh, I appear to have lost my glasses. I'll go for a look.
Quick, Scarpa!
Scuttle, urchin noises.
Once again, another safety note to our Pleasant Plaza shoppers. Do not step to Ronnie or Reggie or cross Bertha. You will be cut. You will be cut. Also, bad news, everyone. The second floor is now closed again due to lemons. A lemon has been found. Pleasant Plaza's own Gene Perkins is trying to contain it. And we will let you know when the second floor is open up again after those lemons have been contained. This one goes out to Pleasant Plaza's own Stacy. It's from her mother and father. Stacy, we miss you. After that, we've got one more exciting announcement from Custard's Last Slice. It is now an escape room. If you are in Custard's Last Slice, you are not at liberty to leave on your own merits. So be sure to look for clues, and if it's going to move, it will move.
We're back in the security room with Gene and... No, we're just with Gene, who's watching the Custard's Last Slice monitor and can see the panic inside, where Stacy has managed to get trapped in there as well, and all chaos is unfolding.
Gene is sort of like trying to wiggle and start a sort of a rocking momentum so that the sheer weight of the book that is pinning him to the ground start to sort of shift and rock and in that movement try and roll off, and he's sort of like generating larger and larger sways until ultimately the book does roll off. But of course, his left arm is in the way, and so as it rolls off, all of the weight goes onto his left arm and it does make an audible crunching noise. Mm. So the left arm of Gene Perkins is no longer in play.
Oh, cheese and crackers, my arm!
He limps now over to the intercom system connecting him to the escape room last slice and presses the button.
Oh, Stacy, I got out from under your big book. I don't know how to help you, though. I haven't been able to read it, and I have broken my arm, Stacy.
Can you go look at the book and see if there's anything about lemons? We're having a bit of a lemon incident here.
On the CCTV screen, it's like a shot where you can see, like, the glass doors to the main mall, and there is just like as if something or someone has thrown fruit at the glass, and then we see like the dripping lemon juice move on its own and try to get through the cracks.
We are having a serious code one lemonade problem right now.
Ah, geez. Stanley goes over to the book and he sort of starts sort of leafing through the pages. But again, like each single page is so sort of large that it's a full effort with his whole body to sort of turn each page.
He alights on a page that says, "When life gives you lemons, don't."
Stacy.
And this one is clearly written on some kind of animal skin.
Yeah. It's sort of like a dark state, like badly cured vellum. Like there's still a little bit of animal there to it. He goes back over to the intercom system.
Archie, Stacy, it just says don't. If you got lemons, don't.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, we could just not. Hey, guys, can we not?
I suppose we could just not.
Oh, cool.
they all just turn their backs on the sort of the lemon, the shifting lemon stain on the glass. They just turn their back and you see sort of the fluid sort of like vibrate with sort of like what can only be described as like an anger at not being perceived. And it sort of like shakes and it forms patterns and shapes and sort of like runic symbols faster and faster and faster and faster. But as nobody's looking at it, eventually it just sort of like evaporates away and is clear.
Hey. I don't think I can hear a fruit that I don't know the existence of anymore. Thanks, Gene. You're really helpful. Thank you.
Oh, shucks, Stacy. I'm just glad I could help. Do you have any first aid supplies in the security room? I cannot stress enough how broken my arm is.
Well, we do have Rupert here. He's a pretty dab hand with a needle and thread. Maybe he can fix you right up.
Can you hear me, Gene? Can you hear my voice?
Yes, Rupert, I can hear your voice.
Can you find a splint? Perhaps a chair you can smash with your bare hands?
There's sort of like a little wooden stool here.
Break the stool, Gene.
Oh, man, that's my favorite stool.
It's Stacy's favorite stool, Rupert.
We must cast aside possessions. Stacy knows this, and you must too, Gene. Break the stool, Gene.
Okay.
Foley.
Foley. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Now, use the leaves from the orange tree that is within that room, protecting you. Strip its leaves into open hempen strips and bind your arm to the leg of the stool, Gene.
You mean a splint?
Yes.
Why didn't you just say splint?
My way was more fun, Gene. More fun by far, Gene.
And even though the way that the intercom works means that Gene needs to be pressing the button for the audio to be coming through into the dessert parlor, we get a discretion shot where we don't see the security room, but just Gene screaming as he's forcing his bones back into...
It is done.
Good evening, Pleasant Plaza shoppers. Just a reminder, Pleasant Plaza Mall will be closing soon. This message brought to you by You'll Never Leave. The Arbor Day spirit is alive and well here at You'll Never Leave. The Tree of Liberty is watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants.
Hard Republican turn there from the...
That's their hint.
That's their hint. This is a Republican cursed mall. I'm sorry, was that not clear?
It's in America or whatever. You're not. That's it's true, not going to be great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The politics of the local mall are not going to be great.
We see Janine struggling under a massive bucket with the words "tyrant blood" printed on it over to the garbage disposal.
Oh, Gene! Oh, with his still ruined arm.
Janine.
Oh, sorry. There's two. Sorry, I got confused between Gene and Janine.
It's not all your characters, Tim. It's not all your characters.
Sorry. Is it not me this time? I'll just get in the corner.
Oh, Flynn, honey bear, could you give me a hand with this massive bucket of tyrant blood?
My pleasure to help somebody as delicate as yourself in such this difficult situation.
Oh, you're too kind, but I must remind you, I do have forearms of iron from resting this massive metal machines round those tracks all those years ago.
Right, but hey, as somebody with a beehive as close to God as yourself should be able to ask for help or demand for help, as the slogan says, and we do our best to come and assist. And he helps to lift the blood, and it feels like he's not really lifting at all. He's sweating profusely as he's trying to hold up his end of the bucket, and it's not helping.
Sorry, no.
On the bucket of blood, we just see, just incidentally, it's Ceaușescu brand.
Luxury.
Oh, well, you're handling that so well, I'll leave that to you, and I'll go find the bucket of patriot blood. Here you go!
Yeah, I'll do my best. Come on, Flynn. You're the king of qualities. You're the strongest man alive. You're the strongest man alive.
And we get like a wider shot of him, like, proper the sound of dragging something squeaky along linoleum as he is painfully edging this bucket across the floor. The sound is horrendous.
It keeps on sort of like cutting into the Lernanonium, which then sort of bunches, and he has to drag it over that sort of bunched lump, which is causing the blood to spill, and you can hear the slopping blood as it's failed to coagulate. Yeah,
Janine manages to come back with the second blood, carrying that normally as he's failing.
Yeah, Janine comes into frame with a much smaller bucket with Patriot blood writ on it, and she turns it round, and on the back it's got printed brackets. This is not a political statement, just a visual gag.
Oh, you really are a dear, Flynn.
I managed to get it the whole meter and a half for you across the floor, my darling.
You know, I always wonder why your first two wives dumped you.
Oh. Well.
Oh, that wasn't rhetorical. I was asking. I have been wondering, actually. Why did they dump you?
They just couldn't share my love of talk.
We pan lovingly over to Torg. Oh, its sweet neon lights and wonderful dopamine giving sound twinkle in the evening.
The
air.
Color grading makes it look like it's blushing slightly.
The audio cue that cycles like every 10 seconds.
You don't say Torg. When I was on the road between races, I'd do nothing but play Torg all night long. I was a champion Torg player back in my day.
We cut to a sort of a faded Polaroid picture of Janine holding up the Torgaloid, as the Torg trophy was known at, like, you know, Torg World Championships 85.
Just an echoey can be heard.
He immediately gets down on one knee, which like makes the bucket wobble and covers him more than a little in traitor blood,
the blood of
I times. Guess, as he rummages around in his like 80s shell suit with kind of like a pattern on it that makes it look like kingly robes to produce the rattiest, cheapest ring you have ever seen.
Would you be my Torg in crime? As long as we escape
Flynn.
Here.
This is the bloodiest proposal anybody's ever given me. Of course I will.
We turn to the Torg machine. The options are one player, two player, or officiate marriage. And it sort of auto-selects to officiate marriage. And then the main sort of like barbarian character from Torg is there, but just like with a little sort of like dog collar on and a book.
And almost Scooby Snack Popeye spinach like Flynn is, his confidence is clearly tied so closely to his physical strength, where in this moment he gathers it up, almost picks up this massive bucket of traitor blood, again on the side of it, not a political statement, in one hand, as he takes Janine's hand in the other, and they walk hand in hand towards the orange trees for their deserved.
Where it's not quite a honeymoon, it's more of a marmalade moon in the orange grove.
Attention, Pleasant Plaza shoppers. The mall will be closing in 10 minutes. Quick weather report. Outside, it is 277 degrees. All temperatures now in Kelvin. All temperatures now in Kelvin. Oh, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, make that 10 seconds. And just as a reminder, all exits are now mirrors. Those mirrors will copy your exact movements. And half of those mirrors are an escape room now. So be sure to look out for any riddles and puzzles you might see in the halls on your way out. As a reminder to everyone, any meat that you brought in with you must leave with you. Unless, of course, you want to contribute to the mall employee potluck happening after the mall closes down. That is 10 seconds left, 10 seconds remain.
on the security cameras that look at each of the escape rooms, which have now become pretty much every populated space within the mall. The only spaces that are not escape rooms are basically desolate, abandoned places that actually, if you look in there, there are clusters of figures all sort of facing into each other and vibrating, very much sort of like huddled together like warmth or like insects under a rock. They're all just mannequins. Mm. That's what populates the non-escape room spaces now. And in the escape room spaces, you can just see sort of people bashing their arms against mirrors, trying to find out which one might be what might be the exit, holding the backs of their hands up to detect either incredibly high or incredibly low temperatures. But it doesn't seem like any of them are actually making any progress.
And I think we see just like the halls of the mall now, which have like, they're definitely empty shops and whatnot, but you can see like hints of a Sherlock Holmes London, like interspersed into them. Some of the patches of like pastel colored linoleum are now cobblestones. There's rolling fog throughout the place. We see the atrium, which has the founder's tesseract just displayed under like dim lights, kind of lit only by the neon lights that are behind the blobby mirrors everywhere. And we can just hear the echoing bugling of an elk throughout the facility over all of this. And there are bags of unattended meat just kind of littering different areas of the mall.
We see creeping through what appears to be now sort of mist rising from the cobbled linoleum, the huddled figures of Ronnie and Reggie.
Eh, Ronnie.
Yeah?
It's happened again.
Oh no.
Why does it happen at every mall we inhabit? It all goes Victorian cursed London on us. It's because he's following us. He's following us?
Yeah.
The one without a name or a face?
Yeah, he.
The one who watches you even with its eyes closed?
Yeah, he.
The one who wants you to come with him?
Yeah.
To the other place?
He.
The camera, like, pans, and there's just a supermodel, like, mannequin posed, very Vogue cover, in a pork pie hat and nothing else.
Behold, he.
E.
E.
You can tell he's important because he's got the hat.
He's got the hat. Which could have been a wig, but it's not. It's a pork pie hat.
Everyone, be sure to make your way over to Custard's Last Stand for the employee potluck. All meat is welcome. All meat is welcome. We're going to be signing off from here very soon. Be sure to grab your bags of meat and big congratulations to Gene Perkins, who has once again been named Employee of the Month. Gene, you hope your body is ready. It's happening now. It's happening now.
At Custard's Last Stand, there is a combined sort of wedding party and congratulations to Gene, I hope your body's ready event taking place. There's sort of bags and bags of offal. All of the characters who are still alive are there. And they're all just sort of sharing a sort of a quattro formaggio style pizza. It's very large. It's square and has been cut in that way that means lots of the slices don't have crusts you can hold. So you just sort of have to shove your hand underneath it and hope you don't get burned by oil.
We call that in Chicago party style. That's a party cut.
Party cut, and the party is obviously ending at the burns unit. So you've put you sort of and everyone's sort of taken up these sort of hot four cheese slices, and they're all sort of like picking offal out of the bags and laying them on top, and then going over to a jug of orange custard and just sort of pouring that over the top of that and just sort of like cheersing with it.
Oh, gee, thanks everybody, and congratulations Mr. Flynn, Ms. Cherry.
It's the marriage I've always dreamed of. I've never been so happy, aside from when I won that one bacon eating competition in that one year. But this is the happiest I've ever been since then. Thank you so much.
And it's Mrs. Flynn Cherry now, and I've not been so happy since the last time I won that competition.
No.
And we pan over to see where that noise came from. And the Torg machine is there in Custard's last stand, wearing sort of like an ill-fitting jacket with a slice of orange custard and awful four cheese pizza just sort of like balanced under the stick.
Mm-hmm. It does have a wig on as well.
It does have a wig. And the wig says, this counts as a hat, just sort of embroidered in hair within it.
And I think we leave with an external shot of the Pleasant Plaza Mall. We can see a sprawling building. Like, you know, in Into the Spider-Verse, when they were showing out the glitched out New York that kind of had like buildings spraying out. That's exactly what this mall looks
it's
like.
It's full, like Tartarus Tower of Babel style as the camera looks up and we see the mall just go forever.
Yeah. And just outside the mall, what do we see but that big glowing-eyed horse from outside the Denver International Airport looking on with eyes that say, yes, it is done.
And it's bugling.
And it's bugling.
It's bugling.
It's bugling. As the corpses of its fallen foes litter the ground.
Well, folks, I can't thank you enough for playing with me today. That was so much fun. Once again, that bit of insanity was brought to you by Community Radio, designed by Quinn Murphy. Thanks, everybody, so much. This was great.
That was a wonderful tonal train wreck.
Exactly.
I can't wait to go shopping and have some dessert pizza.
Yeah.
Let's have some dessert. And maybe a game of Torg.
Torg.
It is a pleasure and an honor as always.
This episode of One Shot uses music from the following artists: Innovation by J. Carr, Submerged Metropolis by Lost Ghosts, Breaking News by Moments, and Extinction by Wicked Cinema. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy. That's all for One Shot this week, but we'll be back in 2 weeks after a holiday break with a new episode of Starcrossed Love Letters. It's funding on Kickstarter right now. You can find the link in the show notes, and you'll be able to hear James play it in 2 weeks. As always, we end One Shot with a call to action, and I know we have talked about 5calls.org a lot in these calls to action. It is vital that you contact your representatives. If you, like me, have seen reports online that Democratic representatives who are hearing calls for a ceasefire in Gaza are just instructing their aides to let those calls go to voicemail, well, there is a way that you can make sure that they cannot ignore you. It's old school, but it works. It's physical media, heroes. Letters and faxes. Now, it takes a lot of effort to make these phone calls. It takes a lot of effort to send a letter in the mail. FaxZero.com lets you send 5 faxes a day. You can find letters that you can fill out or templates you can use to tell your reps exactly what you think and feel about all of the issues that you care about, and you can make sure that their offices cannot ignore you. Yes, there are a bunch of ways that you can also take direct action, go to protests and demonstrations safely, of course, but if you are unable to do those things, then sending a fax can make a difference. So check that out, find some templates to use, go to faxzero.com and get your five faxes in. Thanks, heroes.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.
Love Star Wars, but kind of wish you didn't? Then join us on the Expounded Universe podcast as we read through all the old Star Wars novels that took the galaxy far, far away that you know and love and turned it into a place where Han Solo can punch a giant otter and Luke Skywalker almost gets eaten by a giant gold-plated pillar of Dinty Moore beef stew. Did you like Princess Leia? Well, too bad! Now she's a space racist! Don't believe me? You'll just have to listen to find out on Expounded Universe.